Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big welcome back for John Yip!
No, no, thanks folks, thanks very much. You know, I... No, I'm not kidding. And like the other day... I'm serious. And let me tell you about this one time that I... And that one I didn't make up. Man, what a great crowd tonight, eh? Yeah, you guys are great. I don't even have to tell jokes to make y'all laugh. So, I guess I should start getting to the real jokes now, eh? So, anyways, yesterday... No. Let me finish this one. Like, yesterday I was at Safeway at the grocery store. You know, I was just getting some bread and ham and stuff, you know, for lunch. And at the checkout, like the express lane, first they rang up the wrong items. Like, the guy just started taking the magazines off the racks and started ringing them up. No, I'm not joking. And then after that, he started taking my stuff and put it in this other dude's cart. And then finally, after about 10 minutes of all this, messing around and trying to fix everything, they finish. But then I look at my receipt, and they charge my Visa card $658.18 for some friggin' sandwich supplies. I haven't seen so much incompetence since I was in Florida on election day. Oh, yeah. So, how many of you have seen that Castaway movie? Yeah? Dude, that was a long movie. How many of you actually sat through the entire thing? Yeah, I see some hands. Some of you? Yeah. I actually watched the entire movie. I mean, they showed it in the ads on TV, so... No. But did you hear? Like, Robert Zemeckis, who's the director, he and Tom Hanks, they made the first part of the film, but then they waited a whole year before they resumed the rest of the film. A whole year! They said it was to give time for Tom Hanks to get a lot skinnier and stuff. Man, I never knew actors had to work so hard. I mean, I've heard of actors having to pull their punches, but I never heard of actors having to pull their lunches, you know? That was lame. Anyways, like, total, it took him like 4 years to make that movie, Castaway. Well, at least now people can accuse it of being a Survivor ripoff. Which is strange, because in my opinion, Survivor is a total ripoff of the Brady Bunch. Except the Brady Bunch seems a lot less staged. No, really. Like that one episode where Peter punches out this jock for making fun of Cindy? I thought that was real! So, if you want to see the original reality show, the Brady Bunch. Yep. Anyways, let's see who we got here tonight. Man, it's a real good crowd tonight, isn't it? Yeah. Let's see, we got a posse of bishops from St. Luke's up north. Are you here? Let's give them a hand. You guys want to say anything? No? Okay, next we have the local high school football team from Greenfield, the Bears? Oh, yep, they're here. Anything you guys want to... Okay, alrighty then. So, next we have a troop of mimes from Salem. I'm guessing that's you guys over there. You guys are wearing more makeup than Al Gore to debate. Huh. I'm guessing you guys probably don't want to say anything, right? Come on, it's okay. We won't make fun of you. Wait, that's right, you're mimes, so we will make fun of you. I'm sorry, folks. It's just that in every comedy routine, the stand-up is obligated to put in jokes about certain subjects. And mimes are one of them. Let's see what I haven't covered yet. You need to make a joke about mimes, and... Oh, yeah! You need to make a Florida joke! Did I already do a Florida one? That's okay. If they already forgot who they voted for, they probably forgot the first joke, too, so... Anyway, we're going off topic here. Let's see. Last but not least, we have the entire board from the National Bureau of Censorship here. There they are. So, you guys are the big shots, huh? You're the guys that regulate what comes into our homes and into our minds. You know, funny, I thought that was Microsoft's job. That was another one of those obligatory jokes. Hey, but what the f***? Hey, guys, I was just kidding about the Microsoft thing. Besides, it's not like this is a live audience anyways. I'm not joking. I have to record my own laughs and duplicate it over and over just to make a laugh track for this segment. I guess you could say I have a problem with laughing at my own jokes. I'm running out of jokes here. How about some puns? You guys like puns? Oh, come on. You guys are no pun. Come on, get it? Pun? No pun? Who here uses those internet chat rooms? Don't you hate it when other people turn on the caps lock button all the time? You know, to make all the letters capitalized? You know, they think it's funny, but I think they're full of shift. No, seriously. I once chatted with this lumberjack that was pretending to be a model. He almost had me fooled until he said he was new to the splinternet. Speaking of cyberspace, did you hear about that one guy that was found to be allergic to the web?
Yeah.
The doctors diagnosed him with hactose intolerance.
What? Come on.
Like every time he logged on, he said he would have difficulty breathing, and he'd get an itching nose and watery ISP.
Ah, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to overwhelming request, we will now remove Mr. Yip from the stage.
Hey, what? Wait!
Let me go! Hey, you're putting a joke hold on me!